Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. The podcast you are trying to reach is on holidays right now. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. We are recording this in advance.
In advance. We're coming to you from the past. Ooh. Or something like that. Anyway, so our normal news and all that fun stuff is not going to happen this time because it doesn't even make any sense. I'm hoping you're enjoying the latest episode of Moon Knight.
Because I'm sure we are.
I'm sure we are.
Yes.
But we're also enjoying Disneyland.
Yay, I love Mickey.
Mickey loves you,
Mickey,
too.
You're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey.
That's exactly who they wrote that song about, I'm sure. I'm positive. Anyway, but so this week
I got a better one. It's a world of laughter, a world of tears. Why are you not singing along with this happy song?
No. Anyway, so this week we have a very special episode where we're going to talk about Bruno. Mm-hmm. I mean.
No. We're not talking about Bruno. No.
We're going to do something else.
Yeah.
And it's going to involve a blind date with Disney. Mm-hmm. So, Krista, are you ready for your blind date with Disney?
Mm-hmm. Grumble, scowl. Before we get to that, Brandon, what are you drinking?
I'm just having a nice little cranberry neutral.
Cool. Is it because we're recording this immediately after recording our last episode and that's what you're drinking?
You're giving away our secrets.
Oh, I mean, no.
So, if that's the case, I'm going to use my mind powers and deduce that you're also still just having a peach iced tea.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good job.
Wow. Yeah.
My nerd thing is Disneyland. What's your nerd thing?
It's also Disneyland.
Oh, cool. Okay.
I'm going to go on more rides than
you. Yeah, probably, because also not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could loop Small World.
I'm good at rides. Small World's not a ride. It's a torture device. Anyway, moving on. Let's go on a blind date with Disney.
Sure. It's never good when you start laughing maniacally as you pick.
I think it's excellent when I start laughing maniacally, but that's just me.
Disney Plus and chill.
Brandon picked a random sequel.
Okay, let's back up a little bit.
Brandon picked a random sequel.
I will introduce. No. I will introduce this. So we're going on holidays for Easter time. It's kind of like spring break. So I kind of went on the old Disney Plus and looked around and looked for a spring break themed movie.
Okay.
And I saw that there was something called Teen Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounded pretty spring breaky. And then right beside that, I saw that there was a Teen Beach 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what's better than Teen Beach? Probably Teen Beach 2.
But and that's what I picked. Always when the quality goes
up. Oh, yes. Super. Like, 2 is higher than 1. So, yeah, so you had to watch Teen Beach 2. Okay. I mean, you got to watch Teen Beach 2.
So let's preface this with the fact I have never seen Teen Beach 1.
I had never heard of Teen Beach 1.
I had heard of it. I did not know there was a sequel. I had heard of Teen Beach movie. In fact, I even said, like, I will probably watch this at some point because I liked High School Musical. Kind of mostly ironically, but not necessarily. I kind of liked
most,
it.
I
liked the, like, Gidget movies from the 60s.
Right. Which is based on a little bit. Maybe?
I had no idea what the premise of this movie was. I was thrown for a bit of a loop because I thought, I was just like, oh, it's like a 2000, I looked it up, it's 2015 when this movie came out.
Huh.
Oh, it's like a 2015 version of, like, the Gidget movies that's, like, mixed with the musical of, like, High School Musical. That's what I thought I was getting.
Right. It's a little more high concept than that, though, is what you've told me a little bit.
Okay. So
It's Mondo.
Mondo, dude.
I was watching hockey downstairs, and I could hear.
Mondo.
I could hear the audio of this movie, and it was.
Okay.
Oh,
so
goodness.
We open with. I've got to walk you through this.
Okay. Please do, because
I will.
I'm waiting with bated breath.
So it is the eve of the first day of school.
That's a good time to set a teen movie for. Yep.
Yeah. And Brady and Mac, and I had to look it up, and I think it's Mackenzie.
Oh, Mac is a chick.
Is a girl, yes. Yeah, okay. I could be wrong. It might not be Mackenzie because she's just called Mac throughout the whole movie. But Brady and Mac are celebrating the day they met 3 months ago.
Wow. Look at them. Just persevering through all ups and downs.
So it starts, and you have the very tanned, very bleach blonde boy leading her with blindfolded, and it's like, oh, where are we? And she guesses right. It's where we met 3 months ago. And he says, yeah, it was the best summer of my life. And immediately, I understand, because something is a little weird. He says, even the part where I got stuck in a 1960s beach movie. And I
what?
What? Because I had no idea that. That happens in the first one, apparently.
That's probably the plot of the first.
Yes. So apparently.
You didn't get to watch the first one. I just.
No, I actually want to go and watch it now because I feel like I would have.
Shoved you right into that second one there. Yeah.
Anyway.
It's a moving train at this point.
They reminisce a little bit about the summer. And
summer loving.
No, different summer movie.
Oh.
In 1960s beach movie called, wait for it. Wait, you're never going to, ready? Are you ready for what the title of the movie
Teen
is?
Teen Beach?
No. Are you ready? It's so exciting.
Beach Blanket
no,
Bingo.
This is red. No, that's an actual movie. No,
I know.
This is a made up one.
Oh.
Wet Side Story.
Oh my goodness. No. No.
Because it's a musical about the beach.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so apparently this was like his pickup line.
This is a Disney movie?
Because it's a beach, Brandon, the ocean.
Okay. That's a little bit.
Oh, anyway. So apparently, they talk about the opening line. His opening line was, she was walking by on the beach, and the surfer dude Brady was watching.
Yeah, dude.
Wet Side Story, and said, "If it's this great movie, and if you watch it and you don't love it, I'll buy you a mango smoothie." And she says, apparently, because reminiscing. Well, I do love a mango smoothie. And he's like, well, win-win. And apparently this started their whole adventures. And they somehow travel to get caught in this world where the stars who are supposed to fall in love with each other end up interested in them. And they have to, like, fix the plot or they disappear or something.
Oh, okay.
Okay. That's kind of what I figured
like
from just,
Pleasantville.
Like, kinda.
But.
Bad. Well, yeah, because, like, they could die. Like, disappeared forever.
Yeah, and Pleasantville was, there was some bad.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
Tobey Maguire's good, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, anyway.
I'm off on a tangent, sorry.
Yes, anyway. Same premise, though, that they get sucked into a TV show, basically. So that's just kind of what I picked up as the movie goes on, because first I was like, wait, what? And then they're talking, and they're like, oh,
I'm so glad
it's back
I made you
to
watch
school
the
tomorrow. And right away, we understand that kind of like West Side Story, where they're from two separate worlds, they're also, because he's like totally like a surfer dude. And she says, oh, I have so much to do, because she's on all these committees, and she's like.
You know, yeah, okay, so that's West Side Story, but that's also like real life, because.
Well, it's based on Romeo and Juliet
as
well.
No, I know, but like. Summer friends are a thing. Like, it's a real thing.
Well, yeah, so apparently it was, like, surprising to him that this, like, seemingly uptight go-go-go girl was into surfing, and that's kind of how they bond. So now all of a sudden
surfing
the real...
Surfing is cool.
True. Now all of a sudden the real world is encroaching in, and they're like, it's fine. We will be totally fine. They say, but we went to high school before, and we never spoke. We'll be fine. We'll be fine. And guess what?
They're not fine. Yeah.
So immediately, she's go, and doesn't have any time for him, and he's not showing up when he's supposed to, and he's keeping a big secret from her. And the secret...
What a dink.
He's designing surfboards.
Oh.
And, like...
Piece of wood.
No.
In the water.
No. They're, like, crazy details. Like, they're easy travel ones, or there's one, a significant one, that you can surf even if there's no waves, because it has like a little engine attached to it, and it's like a whole
that's
thing.
Called a boat. Like, that's just a straight motorboat, right?
Okay,
there.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But he doesn't tell her these because he says that she's so focused, and he doesn't think, like, not that she's rude, but he doesn't think they're serious enough that she'd take them seriously. So he's like kind of embarrassed about it. Anyway, so
he needs more self-confidence.
Yes, they sing a song about that later. And he's a little
self-confidence,
kinda.
Cha-cha.
he's a little jealous. Ah,
that was a good song.
It was so good. Of one of the other boys who's like also student counselee on all these committees and stuff. Okay. But like she's never given him reason to be jealous. He just is a guy who happens to be part of that group.
Yeah, guys are dumb.
Exactly. But it turns out the guy's actually interested in her best friend and the best friend's interested in him. So like the guy's just being
an idiot. Works out. Yeah.
The Brady's just being an idiot, basically.
Yeah. A name like Brady. Yeah. Which,
Anyway.
Sorry to all the Bradys out there. But
No. We haven't gotten to the best part yet. So this is like in the first like 15 minutes.
When does all the Mondo stuff happen?
No, that's like throughout the whole thing. That's like as soon as he sees his friends again.
Whoa, Mondo.
And they do like a 10-minute like secret handshake.
Totally, bro.
Dude.
And
so like you can tell right away.
So you know like Crush?
Yeah.
Like, it's like that.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's exact same. Yeah. So right away she's like, oh, I have this to do and this to do. And he's like, I just have to put on like board shorts. It's fine.
I like to put on board shorts.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway,
I'm starting to like this Brady guy. Right? He might have a point.
Right. So they go to school. It's not going well. She like shows up at I think they're seniors in high school because she goes to like
they're old.
A college program like meet and greet kind of thing, and he's supposed to go with her, and he doesn't show up. And
she's trying to better herself, and he's like, I'm a surf bum, and I don't want to do anything.
And she flat out says later, she says, even if you're not. You don't have the same goals and you're not as driven as long as you respect each other's thing. But she's really ticked because he's keeping secrets from her. He won't tell her what's up.
If he was smart, he'd lock down that sugar mama.
Exactly.
Like that. Come on.
So this is like right away. Meanwhile, we like jump back into the 1960s Wet Side Story.
Just listen.
The viewer goes into it.
Oh, the viewer. Okay, yeah. So you're watching the movie.
Yes, you're watching it. And there's something off.
Mm.
Because like at one point, she like the of course, this, her name is Layla, is talking to her love interest. And she says, wait, why am I just standing here on a beach? We just stand here and then you go get in trouble. And I'm just supposed to look amazed. I think I want to help. And they have to pull her aside and explain, girls don't do that. She says, oh, I'm sorry, silly me.
Yeah, right? Fair enough. Yeah.
And then later they're at a, and so there's like a little clip or whatever. And then later they're at a dance and she falls off the stage and he catches her. And she says, oh, I guess I'm falling for you. And then she's like, wait, I can't do this. So it's very scripted, and then she's like, her character's like, wait.
Just kind of snapping out of it.
Yeah.
I like high concept stuff like that. That's cool.
So she runs out on the beach and says, ever since I met Brady and Mac, Mac taught me that girls can be more than this.
Good job, Mac, with your unigender name there.
Anyway.
Okay.
So she is like, I feel like there's something more. And she looks down, and while they were surfing on their last night before school starts, Mac lost a necklace. And the necklace is lying at the at Layla's feet. And she says, this doesn't make any sense. This is the necklace I gave to Mac probably in the first movie. So she holds it. She picks
just
it up.
Just like Tom Holland and Zendaya had a necklace.
What? This one's shiny.
Spider-Man.
This one also does time travel. And like reality bending.
Oh, so like Harry Potter, they had the time turner necklace.
Kinda. Anyway.
I'm just mixing my pop culture references.
Or like the remote from Pleasantville.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Or click.
Anyway, she picks it up and she says, I'm going to go find where Mac is. And she just walks into the ocean with a necklace.
Ooh, and so she suicided.
No.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so then the like boyfriend, his name is Tanner. And I don't know how he's her boyfriend because he does not like girls, I am sure.
Ooh, one of those. Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, he's a 60s beach movie, so that's how that goes. Right, yeah.
So anyway, but he does in this movie. So he's like, wait, where is she going? I can't like exist without her because they don't know their characters in a movie, but they are.
Yeah.
So he follows her and he's like panicking or whatever. And everyone else, there's all like apparently Layla's brothers there and it's all like bikers versus surf bums, but apparently they came together somehow in the first movie because that would have probably been the plot of Wet Side Story.
Mm.
And they're all standing on the beach going, wait, where did our leads go, basically?
Yeah.
So anyway, they're standing there and they're like, even when Layla's saying goodbye, she's like, goodbye, so-and-so, goodbye, so-and-so, goodbye, people who stand in the back to fill out the crowd space, but who don't have names, and they're all like, bye. Like, it's kind of like self-referential. It's fun that way.
I like it. Yep. I like it.
So they randomly show up on a California beach right about the same time Mac and Brady are like breaking up.
Huh.
And they're very sad. Like dressed like it's 1962.
Yeah. So they'd fit in now.
Kind of. But there's different things like they're really confused about like phones and like there's a Segway wandering around and every time they see one of the surfers.
Remember Segways?
Yeah, that's funny.
That's funny.
Anyway, they see surfers come in wetsuits and they're like, those people are made of rubber. And that's an ongoing joke that gets said like four times. So they come out and they all like meet up. The four of them reunite and they have like a song and dance and they realize certain things about Tanner and Layla. They jump in the shower, like the beach shower, like the get the sand off you thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And their hair straight stays dry.
Oh.
Which is interesting. And every time Tanner smiles, his teeth do like the little glint thing.
As they do.
Yeah. And they're like, huh, that's weird. But they're like not sure what to do about these people. And they decide, well, you know what? When we were stuck there, we ran a risk of disappearing. So there's a good chance that if they stay here, they might end up vanishing as well. So we need to make them want to go home. But they're like, we can't tell them they're fictional because that would blow their minds. So we have to make them realize that like current modern times suck.
That's going to be really, really easy. Simple process.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You just describe what's happening.
That didn't work though.
Well, it should.
Because it should. They have 17-year-old perceptions of what's happening. So it's like high school.
Yeah, okay. Right? Anyway.
So anyway, Mac takes... So they split up because remember Mac and...
I want to live in the Teen Beach movie.
No, no kidding. They try and explain this too. But anyway, Mac and Brady have split up at this point. So, but they're kind of like... They're not together, but they're coming together to try and convince these guys to go home. So Layla keeps trying on Mac's clothes to like go to school with her. And every outfit she tries on magically changes to be 1960s. Like,
oh,
so it's kind of fun.
Fancy.
So they go to school and Layla immediately is a genius in all of the classes. She really is into math and science and she understands it all immediately. She's like, I've never actually like gotten to learn things. And she's really embracing like this idea of girls can like go to school. And girls can do more. And girls can, like, do whatever. And
that's
so
cool.
She, yeah, like, loves that aspect of
too bad
Mac's
she's
life.
A fictional character, I guess.
Correct.
Yeah,
meanwhile,
sad.
Tanner is talking to Brady about, like, hey, I feel worried, but things always work out for me, so I don't understand. So he's, like, developing a little bit, too. And he's, like, worried about Layla instead of just himself. So there's a little bit of that. I know.
What?
And that is the point where Brady tells Tanner all about, like, his surfboards and everything. Also, we can't forget. So Layla and Tanner are like, you know what? You know what's totally going to crush their souls and make them want to go back to the 1960s? High school cafeteria. That'll definitely do it. All the clicks and everything, right?
Okay.
So they send them loose, and sure
enough.
I thought you meant
the food, but no.
No, they send them loose. And right away, the football players are like, haha, I'm going to bully you and you suck. And they're
this is
just like the bikers and surfers, only meaner. And they're like, you know what would probably fix this? A song.
Yeah, singing is
a
great idea.
So they definitely go into a musical,
mm-hmm,
which was fun.
It is musical.
Yeah, they go into a
musical. I don't know if you've made that clear yet.
Yes, it's definitely musical.
I picked it out for you because it's a musical.
It was fun. I giggled at this point and everything, and it was fun. And, so they're kind of like embracing it. And then as time goes on, Tanner's teeth stop glinting every time he smiles.
Uh-oh, he's losing his power.
And when Layla puts on clothes, they stay 2015, I said, right?
Yeah.
2015 style clothes. They don't magically transform. It's interesting. Yeah, exactly. So then we see what's happening in Wet Side Story, and random people have started disappearing.
Well, screw them.
Because the leads are gone, so without the leads, there is no show.
There's no movie, yeah.
And so the characters who do have names, they're minor characters, but they have names, are like basically sitting around bored, and they try and like, well, maybe we'll try and sing a song about getting together.
And they suck at it.
Well, they sing it, but then they're like, okay, that didn't actually solve anything. Right? Like, they're like, that didn't move the plot forward. We just sang a song. Like, we need Layla here to sing a song that moves the plot forward, kind of thing. So they decide they're going to go find them. And while they are trying to figure out how to do that, back in the real world, finally, they explain to Layla and Tanner that they're fictional characters, and they try and convince them that the world is better in the movies. Anyway.
I mean, it probably is.
Yeah, exactly. But Layla says no, because she wants to be real, and she wants to
She wants to be a real boy.
Exactly, yeah, okay. Exactly. She doesn't want to be fictional. So she takes off her necklace, figuring this is what is her only way back, and throws it into the ocean.
Gasp. Not exactly. The necklace.
But in Wet Side Story, that same necklace magically shows up.
What?
I know. And so the whole group takes it, and they come to present day California.
I thought you were going to say worship it as
deity
or something. I don't know.
And at that point, when they all get back together, Tanner and
they sing.
Layla later. They sang a song about how the world was better in the movies already. So this is just end.
World better in the movies.
Almost word for word. You're so good at this.
Unless you're watching something by Tarantino, and then it's not so good. I'm good at this.
They find out that people have been disappearing. Layla is distraught. They decide they're going to head back. So they do. They head back immediately, and Layla's like, I guess I'll just, like, suck it up and be nobody. Like, so she's, like, upset about this, but she's like, people are literally disappearing. I have to, like, do that. So they head back. Meanwhile, Tanner and Layla go back with everyone else. We have Mac and Brady then are like, oh, this is awkward. So they go to the dance separately. And because Mac's putting on a Save the Ocean themed dance.
Go Mac, Save the Ocean.
Yeah. And Tanner
had suggested.
You have a dumb name, Mac.
Sorry.
Tanner had suggested they do a 1960 style, like, doo-wop kind of spring fling on the beach.
Okay. Yeah. Everything's better on the beach.
Right. A la Wet Side Story. Mm-hmm. That style. Because they're like, that would be really cool, like, to have that retro kind of thing. And she said, no one knows that movie except us. So it's okay. That's important for later. So they just have, like, a regular dance and everything like that. And they go. And while they're there, separately, in their own little groups, being all like, this is Mondo, this is not Mondo.
Super Mondo.
All of a sudden, the doors open, and the Wet Side Story gang shows up.
What? I thought they were back in their movie.
They were.
What
but
the
then
heck?
They came back because Tanner says, we were worried about you guys, and you guys are not okay. Because that was the only thing they didn't like, was that people argue here.
Yeah, well, that's life, baby.
Not in Wet Side Story.
Yeah, that's the point. That's why you go back there.
Yeah, so they came back because they want to go back. But they want to make sure that they're okay first.
They want to bring some of the magic from the movie.
Exactly.
To real
life. Which.
That's dumb.
And then
they should go back to the movie.
Then they sing this big fun song where it's like girls versus boys doing a sing dance off about like confidence and I'm just going to be myself and you got to like it or lump it basically. And the whole time I'm like, literally the longer you stay here, the more people disappear. So are you like murdering people
yeah,
by
they're
singing this
super
song?
Murder- they're super murdering people.
Very murdering.
Yeah.
It gets even better.
Okay.
Okay. So they sing the song and they decide, okay, we're good. And then it was really cute because like Brady like trips or spins or something and Mac catches him and he says, I guess I'm falling for you, hey, which was the line from Wet Side Story, but like the gender swap this time.
Oh no.
Alright, so anyway, they get together and then they realize, okay, we gotta send everyone back. So they head to the beach and everyone starts disappearing really quickly. And I'm like, wow, I'm so glad you spent like 15 minutes doing that whole song and dance. But anyway, people start disappearing very quickly, including like Layla's brother and her friend.
You gotta clear this up for me. Yeah. Does disappearing mean they're dead?
We're not sure at this point. They just disappear. They like fizzle out. It's very like Back to the Future.
Or like Thanos snap or something?
No, like they sparkle a little. Like a vampire, and then they disappear. So we're not sure at this point. We're sure later, but at this point we don't know what happens to them.
Pretty sure they just died.
Because
they might be dead.
They might be. At this, that's what they think too. They're really worried about it, which makes me a little concerned because one of the last people to go is Layla's brother, and she is not more disturbed about him disappearing than anyone else. But anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's brother, whatever. Yeah.
So anyway, they're all disappearing and there's only these two left, and they're like, wait, but the brother was holding the necklace and he disappeared. So the necklace is now gone. So they don't know how to get back to the world now. And it's only at this point, Layla and Tanner left. And so they're like, you need to get back because if you're going to save all these people, like the only chance to save all these people, we don't know what happened to them. They might be dead. They might be back in this world. We don't know what happened to them. But the only thing that might have a chance of fixing everything is to go back.
Okay.
So, okay, we're good.
Okay.
And then they're like, well,
you
wait.
You know what makes high concept stuff better? Like, hardcore rules that make sense. Logic. This is just seems...
No, there's, like, it makes sense. It's just okay. Not super logical.
Okay.
Anyway, like, it makes... Yeah, okay. So, Layla says, but wait, I gave you the necklace when you were leaving, but you came to this world first. How did you get there? And they're like, wait, there was a surfboard we were on, and there was a really big wave, and I don't know, I haven't seen the first one, so I can't recreate that to you. So he goes and he gets the big surfboard, and they take a logo or something off of it. I'm not sure. If you've seen the first movie, it probably makes more sense.
You didn't get to see the first movie.
No, I did not.
I did not pick the first movie.
But then
for
they're
you.
Like, okay, cool. And they go to take the surfboard out, and there are no waves. And then you're like, wait a minute. If only someone had invented a surfboard that you could totally ride when there were no waves.
Called a motorboat.
So Brady. No, it has to be a surfboard.
Yeah. Okay.
It has a motor on it. But anyway.
Yeah.
So Brady runs and gets this, and Mac follows him, and at this point she's like, wait, where even are we and what's going on? And then they decide to pause the frantic running around.
They're going
to
sing.
No, they aren't. But they're going to have a heart-to-heart about it.
They should sing about it.
They're going to sing in a minute.
They should probably sing.
They're going to sing in a minute because he has to, like, come clean and tell her about how he was building all these things. And she's like, this is amazing. It's wonderful, blah, blah, blah. So then they go and they get everything set up, and then they sing about, like, how it's meant to be. Because remember, they've been together 3 months at this point, Brandon.
I thought they were going to sing about Bad Horse or something.
No, it's a different musical.
Oh, darn.
And then we also, of course, have to have a verse by Layla and Tanner singing also the same song about being meant to be. I guess they forgot that everyone they knew was just blipped into existence. So
yeah, but they are suffering from hardcore main character syndrome because they are literally
the main characters, right? Yeah. Okay, so anyway, they take the emblem from the one surfboard and put it on the other one, and then they go out.
Very
and
yeah.
Mac starts crying because she says, "Wait, if this doesn't work, then Wet Side Story never existed, which is how we met. So wait, does that mean that we never would have met?"
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Apparently, and he says, "Don't worry, I could never forget you." So
that's what Zendaya said to Tom Holland.
Also true.
It didn't work.
And
it didn't work.
But she wore his necklace.
Yeah. No. So, anyway. So we're back to the necklace. Okay.
But anyway, the necklace is gone. So anyway, the two go, and as they're leaving, Matt grabs Layla and says, "Like you're awesome for going back." She says, "But change your story. Change your story." You don't have to follow the same story. You have to be in the story, but you don't have to be in the same story.
So she's like, you can be a cool...
She says, why don't you start a commit? Because the girl's like, it's so amazing being here. You have, like, different flavored lip gloss, but you can also, like, study algebra.
You're not supposed to eat the lip gloss. That's a problem.
It's not flavors for them.
You're not supposed to eat them,
So she says, start a math club or invent a new flavor of lip gloss or do whatever you want to do. Just do something.
Do something. That's a good lesson for all the peoples.
So Tanner and Layla are standing on the surfboard and the motor's not working. So Brady is like screwing with it and he takes one of Layla's bobby pins and like gets it going.
Oh,
and
he MacGyvered that stuff.
And as he's doing it, Tanner starts like... not disappearing, but like does the thing right before you disappear, so he's like down to the like nanosecond kind
of
thing.
Oh my goodness.
Very dramatic.
Oh.
Thank goodness they stopped to sing that song earlier.
Yeah, thank goodness.
So it starts heading. Surfboard starts heading out, and then you don't see how far they get because you just close up on Brady's face as he hears in his like mind Mac doing her whole like, wait, if they're not in Wet Side Story, we never would have met and blah blah blah. And then he comes out of the fog of the water and he walks right by Mac, who's standing there on the beach watching, looking out at the water. And he walks right by her like he doesn't even know her. And he goes to talk to his bro, Mondo.
Mondo!
His name.
Totally, dude.
Yeah, his name's not Mondo. They just say Mondo a lot.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, how was night body surfing, man? And he's like, I don't know. It was cold and the waves weren't very good. And they're like, oh, that sucks. And as they're walking, they're like, oh, what's going on? Oh, look, it's a beach dance fundraiser. That's weird. And they walk up to it and it's all 1960s dance themed on the beach to save the ocean. And everyone's dressed like they're characters in Wet Side Story, except they're not because that movie doesn't exist anymore. And they show up and he's talking to Mac's best friend and the boyfriend, the new boyfriend that he was all jealous of before.
Yeah.
And and Matt comes and sits down and he says, "What are you guys watching here?" And they're like, "Oh, yeah, we're going to watch a movie and there's like this dance and the movie is Layla, Queen of the Beach."
Oh, they changed the movie.
And then she's like, "Do you know it?" And he's like, "Are you kidding? Everyone knows that movie. It's a classic." And she says, "Yeah, that's how I got passionate about that's what got me into surfing." And he's like, "Oh, who are you?" Because they don't know each other anymore.
Right.
Because the movie doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
And he says, "Yeah, oh, you surf? Yeah." And then she says, "Why don't you stay and watch the movie? And if it's not a great time, I'll get you a mango smoothie."
Oh, God.
And he says, "Well, I do like a mango smoothie." She says, "Well, then either way, you win." Oh. So this happens, and the movie starts, and sure, it's a whole new intro to the movie, and Layla steps out, and she's like,
Layla,
kick butt, lady of the beach. And there's always one of these in those old movies anyway. And she's like, winks at the screen, and Mac's looking at it, and she's like, "Wow, that's kind of weird." And so they all like start singing and dancing. And then sure enough, Brady starts dancing, and he and Mac have like this little connection. And so basically they're like starting over again under this new circumstance.
Wow. Amazing. That's really weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like I literally giggled throughout it. I'm not gonna lie.
So I tried to be really mean to you, and you still liked it.
I wouldn't say liked. Liked is a strong word.
You still
liked it. But it was fun.
You still liked it.
Yeah, okay. I told you I was going to.
I have to be a little more mean to you next time. Apparently,
I had no idea there was gonna be this much plot to this movie.
There's a lot. It seems like a lot of plot.
I thought it was like, do you remember when you had me watch the one with like the makeover and everything like that, like the last Blind Date with Disney you made me watch? I thought it was going to be like a silly teen romance on the beach where they sing and dance. I didn't know there'd be like questions of like reality and gender equality.
Yeah,
there's some
existentialism there.
But like wrapped in a 19th. But the thing is, I think I liked it more because I actually have watched and like 1960s teen beach movies.
Well, and I'm pretty sure that's where the original would have come from.
Oh, 100%. Like that, you can tell, that's for sure.
Yeah. So,
but like, if you were just watching
some millennial that watched some 60s beach movies, it was like, I'm gonna make a movie that's satirizing them and
totally
and
so,
pulling from that.
But also in like the vein of not taking itself too seriously. Like,
yeah.
I haven't watched Camp Rock, but it'd be like the same as that.
Yeah,
High School Musical.
Same level. Same level as High School Musical.
But yeah, I really
even
like
slightly below High School Musical.
I really like the 1960s Gidget movies. And if you like that, you're gonna like this, basically.
Beach Blanket Bingo.
Yeah, although I've never actually... Oh, no, I have seen Beach Blanket Bingo. That's not Gidget. That's Annette Funicello.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Same.
I really
like
the first Gidget movie.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Anyway.
Wow.
It was something. And I told you, I was like, there's like time travel. And you're like, wait, what?
I literally thought it was High School Musical on a beach.
I thought so, too.
I'm sorry. I didn't know it was going to be existentialism and gender equality and all that.
But also, like, I didn't watch the first one.
Well, I mean, that was on purpose.
That
but,
was funny. You said it reminded you of the same tone as, like, Halloween Town on a beach at spring break.
That's what I thought it was.
You're not
be.
Actually that far off.
Okay.
It just had, like, a little bit trying to be a little serious, but, like, not that serious.
Well... Hopefully you're a little more kind to me on the next.
Oh, you just wait. No, I have a plan for you.
Blind date.
There's going to be a multifaceted plan for you.
I can only handle one facet. There, multifaceted is not a thing. Teen beach movies.
Okay. Even though they forgot their history together, we still get our happy little ending.
Happy little
with
picture.
With a song and a dance.
Pretty little picture. That's me.
That's nice.
Yeah.
A nice reference.
Musicals are good.
I agreed. Agreed. Yeah. All right. Well, that was something. That was something. So thank you for that. I'm gonna have to watch the first one now.
Yeah, you probably. I don't want to, but you can feel free.
Don't you? That's interesting.
Yeah. Well. Whatever.
No. Well, that is our show anyway. Thank you to El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, and you can also find a link to our social media accounts there. We are on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can also find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel, Adventures A. That's also a good place to go and check out later, where you can see our adventures, including Disney Later. after we come back. We're gone right now.
Check out later where we can see Disney later?
Yeah, exactly. Lots of later.
Okay.
If you rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you so much. And if you haven't yet, we would really, 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 really appreciate it if you did. And even better, if you know someone who might like listening to us, please recommend us to them. You can also listen to Disney A episodes on Magic of the Mouse Radio Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern. Magic of the Mouse Radio can be found on most radio station apps. So if you are really into living vicariously through some of the music you listen to or some of the podcasts you listen to.
It feels like you're in Disney. Yeah. If you listen to Magic of the Mouse Radio. It's pretty cool.
I like it. Okay, next week. Remember how we were doing our Disneyland lands?
Disneyland lands. Yeah, mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah,
we're gonna go to one.
We're gonna talk about one of them.
Okay.
We are going to talk about another one of the originals. We're gonna be talking about Adventureland because
sounds adventurous.
Adventure is out there.
Yeah, and
in the great white somewhere.
Indiana Jones.
Also that in the tiki 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 room.
Nah.
Well, I'm Krista.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, you know what we can talk about? Side of water. Wow.
Yeah, that's the eighth wonder of the world.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
World better in the movies.
Almost word for word. You're so good at this.
Unless you're watching something by Tarantino, and then it's not so good. Mm-hmm. Hi. Oh,
accurate.
Man. I'm good
you're
at this.
So good at this.
I'm good at this.
It's a world of laughter, a world of tears. Why are you not singing along with this happy song?
No.